I've just fired up the central heating. Having just woken up at about 7:30. There's a few sounds coming from outside now, but it's been a very peaceful night on this dry docked canal boat. I've got a kettle boiling over here. I better not leave it be. The kettle is boiling for some hot water, because at the moment I'm unable to... I think the surveyor might have arrived. I better go and check. I can hear some noises out there. No, that's the bin men.
Let me have a sneaky peek through the hole in the door.
Yeah, definitely the bin men outside in the marina. It's been super silent through the night. Not a sound. No sound of water, because of the fact I'm not in it. No sign of the boats, sound of the boats, because they've been moored up wherever they're moored up. Just my brain ticking over in the waking moments, but there weren't many of them. Slept very peacefully indeed. And it's all about getting a brew on, getting some hot water so I can have a sink wash. You need to have the engine running to heat hot water through the calorifier on this particular boat. That's one of the upgrades I think is needed. And you can't run the engine when you're out of the water. And due to the fact it needs the water around the engine to cool itself, or should I say around the hull, or the swim, I think it's called. A lot more reading for me to do. But feels good. It's a good space when I'm on my own. I don't know what it would be like with a family of four or more people. It's sleep six, so it could be quite a... I mean, with six people's stuff, it could be quite full on, because I've noticed that you've got kind of one large-ish for a moving home, one largest cupboard in the bedroom, and what looked like a drawer, but I think it's been replaced by the water tank. So you've got a couple of other big drawers in the two twin rooms, with a couple of little cupboards there. So if you were living on here, I'd definitely want to rejiggle the storage, but for short trips when you can live out of a small bag, no problem at all. Yeah, looking forward to this cup of tea and the surveyor arriving and me knowing so much more about this particular boat. And while it's out of the water, I shall be renaming it from its current ever so slightly unusual name. More on that later on. I started a Twitter account just for boat side adventures. I've had folk in a boat for quite a while. I wanted to originally do some kind of folk concert or event on a boat. And I thought, folk in a boat sounds like folk in a boat. And so I'm just going to be using that, because there will be folk in a boat, one of them being me. And yeah, sounds like fun. I think I've got the .com as well. No idea what to do with that. It's getting brighter outside. I can turn off my LED lights, which I've been using to illuminate my way around the boat over the night, because again, it's not actually attached to shore power, and without being able to run the engine, I can't charge the batteries. So I'm just reserving as much battery power as possible for things like the pump, which is now sending the warm water coursing around the central heating on the boat. What a luxury to have central heating. It'll be toasty in no time on here. And then onwards with my second day aboard my potential, I'm not calling it my boat yet, my potential boat. Or should I say, what is potentially going to be my boat? Because it's not a potential boat, it's definitely a boat.